Thanks for checking out this AP Top Story podcast for Thursday, March 2nd, 2017. I'm Matt Small, AP Washington. Attorney General Jeff Sessions is responding to allegations that he talked with Russians during last year's presidential campaign. There are revelations that Sessions spoke twice with Russia's ambassador to the United States, but during his confirmation hearing, he said he had no communications with the Russians. Here's a brief exchange between Democratic Senator Al Franken and then Attorney General Designate Jeff Sessions during the Senate Judiciary Committee confirmation hearing back on January 10th.
If there is any evidence that anyone affiliated with the Trump campaign communicated with the Russian government in the course of this campaign, what will you do?
Senator Franken, I'm not aware of any of those activities. I have been called a surrogate at a time or two in that campaign, and I did not have communications with the Russians, and I'm unable to comment on it.
Just last night, Sessions issued a statement saying, "I never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign. I have no idea what this allegation is about. It is false." I spoke with attorney Mark Zaid, who specializes in national security law, about all this. He joined me by phone from Washington. So how big of a deal is this, Mark?
It's really hard to say right now how big of a deal. Superficially, it raises any number of questions, and they need to be parsed separately. Senator, or now Attorney General Sessions, meeting with the Russian ambassador, by and of itself, is nothing unusual. This is what senators do. He had a prominent role in the Armed Services Committee, on the Judiciary Committee. There could be many reasons why he would meet with an ambassador. It raises a lot more questions because of twofold. One, that it's Russia and everything else that's going on with this administration. And two, that the senator, then senator, didn't mention this when he had his confirmation hearing as the attorney general, notwithstanding a very specific question as to his contacts with the Russians.
Would you chalk this up as business as usual?
I don't think anything with this administration in Russia right now is business as usual, at least nothing that we've seen in and I think probably any of our recent career lifetimes, at least, going back 40, 50, 60 years. The question's going to be how cooperative the administration shall be in getting to the bottom of this. I mean, we now have congressional investigations that are bipartisan. And at some level, people are frankly just going to have to rely and trust in how these investigations underway. There have been investigations in the past that have been bipartisan that would be harmful, depending on what the facts are, to the administration in power. And we have to hope that the committees are going to let the facts go where they will, and no matter what they reveal.
How important is it that President Trump come out and come out quickly in support of Attorney General Sessions?
Well, there's always an issue about the senior officials, especially when it comes to the president, whether or not they'll say something in support of their subordinates, even when their subordinate is a cabinet member. So there's, from a political standpoint, that is, of course, incredibly important. You know, whether it will make any difference, it shouldn't to anyone, because the facts are what the facts are, and we would hope the committees of jurisdiction would take a look at it regardless of whether or not some other official says something positive or negative. The issue that's going to be most likely with this particular investigation is going to be what we see time and time again with the United States government and other investigations. Whether or not there's a cover-up, the damage almost invariably happens when there is a cover-up of facts that could otherwise have been explained if they had been revealed at the time. If the senator had said he had had contact with the ambassador, and it had turned out it had been something completely nonchalant and customary or coincidental, then sure, it would have been, it maybe would have led to some more questions, it might have led to a headline, but the fact of the matter is, it wouldn't have gone past a day or two of news. Now the fact that it turns out that nothing was said, and it comes up, in hindsight, it raises some questions about whether or not he lied to Congress, and we'll see. But at the very least, it calls into question the integrity of the process and the system, And now we're going to have to see where that's going to lead.
Mark Zaid, always good to speak with you and gather your insight.
Anytime, Matt.
You can follow the latest developments on Attorney General Jeff Sessions' talks with the Soviet ambassador and other AP top stories at apnews.com. You can always follow on Twitter, like us on Facebook, or tap the AP News app. I'm Matt Small, AP Washington.